Good morning and welcome to the bilingual worship service. This morning it is my privilege to be able to bring a word for all of you. To our dear uncles and aunties, I want to especially greet you. I want to tell you that we really miss seeing you in church and we hope to be able to see you in church soon. But in the meantime, thank God for the ADA team and for all those who put in so much effort to make this recording possible. Okay, and we just really thank God for these people. And let's go to God in prayer as we begin. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you that there are people who work so hard to make the communication of these messages possible. And we want to thank you that even though we are under this pandemic, that we can still receive your word. And we pray very much and ask you to bless this word that we will hear today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This month's theme, we have been talking about this whole idea of blessed be God from 1 Peter. Okay, and we finally come to the second last message of this series, and we're going to take some time to speak about joy. So let's begin. How can we begin to understand this idea of joy? And we need to begin by trying to define this idea of joy. Okay, take for example, there are joys that we experience in life, and we can call these human joys. And these are wonderful things, and these are things that we all experience. Okay, take for example, is there a sense of joy that comes to you whenever you are with your grandchildren? Okay, the children bring us joy, and your grandchildren bring us joy, bring us tremendous joy. Now, I have a 3-year-old son. He just turned 3 in September last month, and he brings me a tremendous sense of joy. So every day when I come back, when he comes back, because what happens is that after school he would go to his grandmother's and grandfather's place on each side. And then he would come back home and I would wait for him at home. And every evening, he would, the moment he appears at the gate of my house, he would yell out, "Daddy, Daddy!" And that would bring such an uplift and joy to my heart. And of course, I would set down whatever I'm doing. I would just wait for him, you know, open the gate, and then he would come in running and give me a big hug. And that just brings a huge sense of uplift to the heart each day. Now, I wonder if your own family, your own children or grandchildren have that effect on you too. You know, they bring tremendous joy. And how wonderful it is. For some of you, you have a very special role in the lives of your grandchildren. When their parents are working, who's the one who's looking after them? And for many of you, it's you. Who's the one providing? It's you. Who's the one who's cooking for them? It's you. And some of you would even drive to pick them up from school and bring them home. And you put in so much effort to look after your grandchildren, to be able to see them grow, to be able to see them grow up well. And that must bring you a tremendous sense of joy. You see, human joys, these joys come from God as well. And they are valid. They are important for us to consider. You know, there can be a wonderful sense of joy when you celebrate special occasions. Maybe it's a birthday. And with every passing year, thank God for that sense of life that He wants, that He's giving to you. Perhaps it's special occasions such as the Mooncake Festival, which has just passed. Perhaps it's looking forward to Christmas that's coming very soon. Yeah, there are special occasions and that they bring, there's just something to look forward to in all of these things. Joy, human joys. Are these things valid? Absolutely yes. Are they also from God? Absolutely yes. Can we enjoy them to the full? Yes. You see, so we start by defining what joy is. These are the things, these are the joys that we experience in life itself, the human joys that are there. And they are absolutely wonderful and valid. Okay, but the struggle, of course, is that these moments of joy, perhaps they don't last terribly long. And the reality of life, of life in the present is that there are lots of challenges. And I'm sure that that is something that you all would agree with. Okay, and that there are many, many challenges in life. First of all, it is, you know, it has to do with health. It has to do with failing health and strength. And you all face these things as you grow older. But part of it is not just health. Part of it is just what aging is. You know, with every passing year, you see your children grow. And of course, you're glad for them. You also see your grandchildren grow. And you are very glad for them. But they also grow busier. They have less time for you. And sometimes they also grow apart from you. And then perhaps along the way, you know, we feel that we don't have a whole lot to work on. We don't have a whole lot to look forward to. And that joy that we can have can also be very much diminished. This is where we begin to ask. As we begin to define joy, can we also look for a deeper joy? And that's what we want to talk about in today's message. Is there a deeper joy that God wants to give to us? So there is the sense of joy that comes in life from family, from children, and it's valid, it's there. Okay, that is not to be dismissed. That is from God too. The Lord wants us to experience these joys. But the reality of life is that there are many things that can also take away that joy. Can we find joy at a deeper level? That's the challenge that's what we want to talk about for this message. And this deeper joy is to be valued even more deeply. And it's a joy that can remain in spite of the hardships of life. That's the joy that we want to talk about. The Bible calls this, in 1 Peter, joy inexpressible and full of glory. It is a wonderful joy that we experience in the salvation that God has given to us. Okay, so let's take some time to really understand how do we find then this deeper joy? How may we find a deeper joy? Firstly, it is found in the person of God. And that's where it all begins. It's found in God. You know, we find joy in people. We find joy in the people whom we love. We find joy in our children, grandchildren. But there is one person in whom we can find joy too. And that person is God. And why? Because He is a wonderful God to us. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 over here. Okay, what kind of a God is He? Now we read, who according to His abundant mercy. Now He's a God of abundant mercy. Okay, and we've heard a little bit about this in the previous weeks as well. He's a God of abundant mercy. He's a God who gives salvation. Okay, what is this salvation all about? We will read about that further. He's a God that wonderfully saves us. Thank God, right? And you see, the Apostle Peter, as he wrote about God, as he thought about God, the mercy of God, the salvation of God, inside him this sense of joy came up and it expressed itself in praise. Look at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father. Blessed be God. And that's the theme of this whole series this whole series of messages that are here. Blessed be God. He began to think about God. Think about God's abundant mercy, think about God's salvation, and there came this sense of praise and joy. And he said, blessed be God. See, it's God. And God does not change. God is that one person who will remain the same when everything in life changes, when everything in life fails, when our bodies fail, when our health fails. God remains God. And He remains a wonderful God of mercy. And we can find joy in God. First. Second, joy, this deeper joy is found in the salvation that God gives to us. And it's a wonderful salvation. We've been learning about this the last few weeks. Yeah. What is this salvation? One, it consists of a living hope. So there's always a hope for your future. What is that future? Perhaps not future life on this earth. But you have a hope that is alive concerning the future that God has in store for you. Maybe not on earth, but in heaven. And that hope is real and alive. Now that is called a living hope. Okay? What else is there in this salvation? We have an inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled and reserved in heaven for us. It's a heavenly inheritance. Okay? There will come a time when we will enter into the heavenly realm and receive this inheritance which God has given to us. That's what we can look forward to. And then, how can I be absolutely sure? How can I be sure that this inheritance will be mine, that I have a heavenly inheritance? We are kept by the power of God for salvation, verse 5. Okay, we are kept by His power. What this means is that God will literally watch over us, guard us by His power, till the day that we can receive that salvation, till the day that He will reveal that salvation in full. So even though we say that we are saved, even though we say that we have come to know Jesus and we are saved, there is a fullness of the salvation that God has not yet revealed to us on this earth. It will be revealed in heaven. See, this is the picture of salvation that we're talking about. So we think about first who God is. Oh, He's been abundantly merciful towards us. He has given us this salvation. Okay? And then we think, well, what is the salvation? Well, I have a hope. Well, I have a heavenly inheritance that no one can take away from me, that will never be taken away from me. And I have a God who will watch over me and keep me and guard me until He will reveal the fullness of His salvation. You see? So we have God, we have His salvation. Now, is there a third reason, a third part of it? Okay, how we can find this deeper joy? Well, it is to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wonder what you think and what you feel even as you think about the Lord Jesus Christ. This is how the Apostle Peter felt. Okay, this is what he said. Firstly, Jesus made salvation possible by His death and resurrection. Okay, it is recorded for us in 1 Peter 1, 2. Okay, by the blood of Jesus Christ, refers to His death. And then verse 3, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This salvation is made possible because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the amazing thing is that we can learn to relate to Him. Look at verse 8 now. Okay, whom having not seen you love. Okay, though now you do not see Him, yet believing you rejoice. See, the amazing thing about faith in the Lord Jesus is that we don't see Him. We have never seen Him. Okay? We don't see Him today also as well. And yet there can be faith and there can be love for someone you have never seen. That is the amazing thing about the Christian faith. Because that is the way that we can relate to the Lord Jesus. We don't see Him, and yet you can love Him. You don't see Him, and yet you continue to believe in Him. You continue to hold on to your faith in Him. You see, as we consider the person of God, and then I think about the salvation that He gives to us, and it's not all about life on this earth. It's not. It's about a heavenly inheritance that you will receive. Okay? And as we consider how God keeps us for that salvation, as we consider how the Lord Jesus Christ came and died, and rose again, okay, so that we can experience this salvation. As we consider the Lord and we think about Him, that there can be a sense of love for Him, and there is a continuing faith in Him. Now, as you put all of these things together, this is where the deeper joy can be found. We read in verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice. And that's what we can really, really wonderfully experience. In this, you greatly rejoice. Okay, how else is this joy described? Now we read in verse 8. Okay, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Now these are some more challenging words. It's a very, very deep joy that we're talking about. That's why we say the word deep joy. Okay, you greatly rejoice in this, and that this joy is a deep joy. Okay, what is this all about? This is a joy that will remain in spite of all the hardships of life. You see, the thing that stands out about joy in 1 Peter chapter 1 is that Peter was writing to people who were suffering. These were people who were persecuted for their faith. And so they were scattered all over a huge area of land. Okay, what would they have lost? Their livelihoods. They would have lost their homes. They would have to run to a different part of the land, which is not their home. They may have lost loved ones along the way. Some would even have lost their lives. How can you speak of joy to people who are going through such hard things in life? That is the amazing thing about this idea of joy in this chapter. Because it's true. See, the reality, there is a present reality that we all need to grapple with. And that present reality is that life is full of hardships. Is that true, uncles and aunties? The reality is that you are going through a hard time. The reality is that you have to struggle with illnesses. The reality is that your body is not is failing you in many ways. The reality is you don't have the strength to do all the things you want to do. And you struggle with thoughts and feelings like that. That's the present reality. The question is, can you find joy in this present reality of the hardships of life? And Peter's answer is yes, if we understand what this deep joy is all about. It's a joy that can be there in spite of the hard things of life. It's a joy that can remain in spite of it all. And that's the beauty of this idea of deep joy, because that's what we can still experience, okay? So this is a joy that we can draw upon. So if we understand that there is a deeper joy, okay? If we understand that there is a deeper joy, then let me draw upon this joy. Let me draw upon it constantly. Let me draw upon it, even if I'm going through something that is hard, something that is difficult. Okay, take for example verse 6. Okay, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. See, the reality is that there are various trials. The reality is that there is grief that you experience from time to time. And we're not dismissing that. We're not saying that you will be happy all the time. No, there will be moments of grief, pain, loss, and you will feel it. But joy can still be found at the end of the day. That is what Peter is trying to say. And uncles and aunties, we wish that you would discover this joy in these senior years of your life. We recognize, we acknowledge there are many hard things in life as well. But here is a word that encourages all of us, that we can find that joy in spite of those hard things. And I just really want to take time to encourage you, uncles and aunties, to find this joy. Draw upon joy in every way that you can. Okay, so uncles and aunties, we're not limited. If you find joy in your grandchildren, draw joy from them. If you find joy in your children, draw upon the sense of joy from them. If you find joy in celebrating a birthday, draw upon that joy. If you find joy in the occasions and you like to celebrate, draw upon that joy. Of course, conscious of the COVID restrictions that are still upon us. But in every way, uncles and aunties, in every way, find that joy and draw upon it. Okay, we're not saying that they're not valid. They are valid. And they do give us a sense of joy. Find that joy. Okay, draw upon it. Take time to rejoice in the special people of your life. Take time to celebrate special occasions. And let that bring to your heart a sense of joy. But what if we come to a point of time and what if you don't have these things? What if you come to a point of time in life where you just can't enjoy these things anymore? Then what? Then draw upon the joy that God gives to us in our salvation. Uncles and aunties, it is a joy that nobody can take away from us. Why? Because it is found in God. Because it is found in our salvation. Because it is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And perhaps, uncles and aunties, you are going through various trials right now, and you feel a sense of grief, you feel a sense of pain, and you find it so hard to find that joy. Can I encourage you, uncles and aunties? Yes, for a little while we will feel this way, but let that joy in your salvation come back to you. Find that joy, a deeper joy, all over again. Okay, find it in who God is. Find it in the salvation that He gives to us. Find it in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let there be faith in Him. Let there be love for Him. Let us await that time when the salvation that we have will be fully realized. And you know, perhaps uncles and aunties, as you grow older, you know, one of the things that perhaps you can look at is, with each passing year, yes, we are growing older, but at the same time, with each passing year, we are coming nearer and nearer to that time when our heavenly inheritance will be revealed to us. We come nearer and nearer to that time when we can meet the Lord. We come nearer and nearer to a time when God will reveal His salvation in full for us. And there is a heavenly inheritance waiting for us. Uncles and aunties, you are perhaps nearer to that than many of us. And perhaps that can help to bring you a sense of joy and hope. It's not about things on this earth alone, although they do bring us joy. But there is something beyond this life. There is a joy that Peter calls truly inexpressible and full of glory, a very deep, a profound joy that we can enter into, that is a beyond this life, that is not easily comprehended, but it's there. And uncles and aunties, I really wish you this joy. I wish that you would draw upon the human sources of joy in whatever way we can, but don't stop there. Look for a deeper joy in your salvation, in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Find it in that love for Him. Find it even as you continue to believe in Him. Press on in this journey of life. And may the Lord bring that sense of joy into your heart. And may there be a sense of cheer along the way. Okay? Well, thank you very much. Let's take some time to pray together. Father in heaven, we give thanks to you. And we admit that sometimes we struggle so much with the trials that we face on earth. And the joy that we should have in our salvation is all but diminished. And Lord, we pray that you will help us. Help us to find that joy afresh in our salvation. Help us to look forward to a life, to the life that you will give to us, to the salvation you will reveal to us beyond this life. Help us, Lord, to find this joy inexpressible and full of glory. And pray very much, Lord, that you would bless the older folks among us, that as they go through the senior years, you would grant them a very special sense of your presence, a very special sense of your joy. Help them to look forward to that day where they would receive this heavenly inheritance that you will give to them. And we pray and give thanks to you, especially in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.